So that song has always reminded me of my childhood. When it comes to my musical accomplishments, I don't really like talking about it because, to me, my accomplishments don't have to do with awards. But I will speak about them to you. So I started piano when I was about 6 or 7 years old. And I started singing at 3 years old. I was an early talker, and my mom said that it became talking and then singing. So, I mean, I really like it. I began playing for different choirs in my school. I was in grade 5, and I was the accompanist for the older choirs. So that's where I first had my real learning experiences, and I'm from Morden, Manitoba, if I forgot to say that, and so I was the only accompanist, and it worked out. As I said, I was in many competitions, and the piece I played, the classical piece, Fantasy by Mozart, that I actually won first prize in Brandon, Manitoba for provincials. So I thought, oh, I should play that song. It's been a while, but it's always been one of my favorites. So along with my competitions and being involved in music, festival, everything, I started a jazz group. We called ourselves the Jivin' Five, even though we were 4 people. Jivin' 4 didn't work. It didn't sound right. So we would play in local events, and we were so excited about the little things, and those little things became bigger and bigger and bigger. And I got to go to university for music, for piano. And University of Manitoba is actually a very well-known music school, and I studied under Dr. Judy Kaler-Siebert, who actually is my grandmother's cousin. And in the Mennonite family, you can figure everything out. So you go down lineage and you'll find out your neighbor is really your third cousin or something like that. But I had a very good experience with Judy, and I met friends, and I felt connected. I connected to the music. However, that was the start of my journey with epilepsy, by myself, I should say. I got epilepsy when I was 12 years old, and it, of course, took a toll on me physically, emotionally, mentally. I didn't know if I was going to graduate university. It took 6 years, but they put me on a lot of different medications, and it was really rough. Growing up, it was fine, and the book talks about me growing up throughout high school, but you have family. And when you move to the city at 18 by yourself, things are different. And I had to learn how to cope. I was always determined. I had strength, passion, and dedication towards music. You have to be very hard on yourself to be a musician. And I felt like I had lost the determination. I had lost the strength, passion, dedication. Everything was hopeless to me. And I couldn't find myself again. And I didn't see music as therapy at first, because my homework was my music, right? So, like, you don't want to do math homework. Well, I didn't want to do music homework. How is this therapy for everyone? It wasn't therapy for me. And I didn't know if I wanted to perform or sing in public, and that's all I had ever done since I was younger. And I loved it. My parents never pressured me, never, well, except for sticking me in front of a speaker. But that's why I thrived, because my parents never pushed me, because I was already too hard on myself. So, like I said, 6 years later, after graduating from U of M, I realized my music was a gift. I had gone through many hurdles every year, up and down, and sharing this gift helped others heal mentally, physically, and emotionally. And through those experiences, by helping people, music slowly started to help me, and it still does to this day. It helped me heal. And there is this song that my sister would sing to me. My sister is my best friend, and I miss her. She doesn't live here. But we FaceTime all the time, and when I was in university, she would sing this by FaceTime. So it's the song off of Peter Pan, and it's about a mother. Wendy is the mother to the Lost Boys. And my mother is very influential in my life, and so Elena would sing this. Let's see if I can do it. Your mother and mine, your mother and mine, the helping hand that guides you along, whether you're right, whether you're wrong, your mother and mine, your mother and mine. What makes mothers all that they are? Might as well ask, what makes a scar? Ask your heart to tell you her worth. Your heart will say, heaven on earth, oh, your word, divine, your mother and mine. I always think my sister sings it way better than me, because she's a better singer than me. So, like I said, I wanted to talk about my mom's book, not just because I'm not promoting it. It just has a lot of sentimental value. It's called And We All Fall Down, because I didn't realize that my disorder or my disease, my epilepsy, it had an effect on my parents, on my sister, on my brother, the family structure as a whole. That's why a lot of parents get divorced, when there's a huge grievance, and when you deal with this forever. I felt like it was forever. I haven't read the book, and you might think that is very odd, but I start reading it, and it is based on my life. It's based on my family. And I realized my sister dealt with my seizures. My sister took care of me in a lot of situations, and she's younger. I'm the oldest. It affected my brother in ways I didn't know, because he's a very emotional and quiet person. My parents acted strong, and I thought, oh, they are the strongest people in the world. They can't do anything wrong. And I realized they're human beings. So there's this part in the book where I find out that I have made it to university. It's not about my achievements. My mom said, I love you despite your piano playing. She said, you could be the worst piano player in the world and I would still love you. So this is a section in her book. Her eyes filled with tears as pride and relief filled her soul. Through all of these difficult years that her family had gone through, Allie was so proud that this was her family. Allie was me. Standing around her now, they endured all of it together, and together they had thrived. Allie looked up from the letter and turned to see her mom watching her, their eyes locked. Allie mouthed the words, "Thank you, Mom. I won." Joanna embraced Allie as tears of joy ran down her cheeks. "And I knew you would, Allie. I always knew you could win." So, today, that book and all that I've gone through, musically, epilepsy, depression-wise, everything, it has made me want to do music therapy. And I never thought that I would finish my general music degree. Never thought I would be here. I went to Acadia. I started in 2016. And I went through more bumps in the road. And I'm sure I'm going to be going through a lot more in the future. But I decided music therapy would be the best career path for me. Because helping people helps me live a whole life. And if I can help people through my music, I mean, that's a wonderful thing. And I actually have worked for 4 years with clients who have Alzheimer's and dementia. And I feel a connection with these clients because at one point in my life I was on medication that it ruined my memory. I don't remember 2 months of my life, and that was in university, and that's why I never thought I could finish it. So I understand how they feel in a way. You can't remember who you are, what makes you whole, your family. It was very difficult for me, and I can only imagine. It's worse for people with Alzheimer's. I understand it. So there is this one song that has helped me. We used to go to musicals as a kid. And instead of Christmas presents, we just wanted experiences. And we told them. We said, can we go to Annie, the musical? Can we go to The Sound of Music instead? So that's what we would do. They would save money, not buy us gifts, and we were fine with that. And then we would sing the songs and probably drive my mother crazy. One second. I'd like to leave you with a meaningful quote that has helped me. And this is the quote. "She believed she could, and she did. At some points, I never believed I could do anything. Everything changed for me when I believed I could climb out of my depression. I believed I could live a normal life with epilepsy, but what's normal? I believed I could make a difference in this world. And I like to think that I have. And I will keep going. And this journey, musical journey, mental health journey, epilepsy journey, it's gonna be hard, but everyone's life is difficult, and you have to think positively. There is one more song I'd like to sing for you, and I think it's on my phone. So, we'll see if I remember the words. "When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. And you'll fall asleep counting your blessings." That was from White Christmas, Bing Crosby. So thank you very much for listening to my presentation. Like I said, I feel odd being over here. So... And I will leave this book so you can all look at it. It's on Amazon. I can give you details if you like. Mom, I did it.